Hey, this is Jay Thomas, and as everybody knows, I've been interviewing many people from WOW. I got to go see the show, and season 2 debuts on September 7th on Access TV. It's going to be a lot of fun, but they're getting ready to film the next portion of season 2, and it's got a very, very cool new star, and the name's familiar. The last name is Piper, Teal Piper, the daughter of Rowdy Roddy Piper, the late legend. And Teal, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So this is going to be neat. You are going to be you kind of all over the place. I mean, I saw the headline constantly online last week.
Yeah, it's been a very exciting week. I've been holding on to this secret for a while, so it's nice to tell everyone that I'm doing it now.
You know, first a couple weeks ago, it was that you're going to be in the Battle Royal at AEW's All Out this Saturday. How did that come about?
You know, I have been shopping around, just sort of looking at what my options are and what would work best for my family. And of course, there's so many great companies out there right now and so many awesome opportunities. It's a great time to be a wrestler, and it's an even better time to be a female wrestler. So when I was contacted with them, I just jumped on the opportunity. I mean, who wouldn't? It's such a great debut. I mean, it's a wrestler's dream for that to be the first time I'm in the ring professionally, you know? No pressure at all.
No, none at all. and then from there, you're gonna be part of WOW Women of Wrestling, and that was kind of cool because I think when the news broke about the AEW, everybody thought, okay, you were just going to be with AEW. It's like, oh, no.
Go big or go home.
Exactly.
I had started training with them at the WOW Training Center. I was looking for a place locally to start training in wrestling, and they lovingly took me in, or not so lovingly, depending on how many bumps I took that day.
Right.
And once I started training with them and seeing how great their company was, and the more I worked with them and learned about them, the more I really wanted to be part of WOW. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they seemed to want the same thing, and it just worked out well. It was a really exciting opportunity, so I'm very happy to be signed with them.
And like I was just saying a little bit ago, I was at the tapings a couple, you know, months ago in May, and it's such a cool atmosphere between the wrestlers and the fans. I mean, it's just a really neat place to be.
It really, really is. You know, WOW's been around for a long time, and they've put women in the forefront, which is one of the things I really loved about them. You know, they've been having women main eventing, equal pay, all of that for so long now, and I just really wanted to support that, and I love the light that they put, let their girls shine in as well. They, you know, they're not accessories to men. They're their own enterprise there, and they're the only ones doing it, so I think they have a very unique package to offer, and I was very excited to get to be a part of that.
Yeah, one of the fun things I talk about with David a lot is that, you know, it is all about the character, and I don't think there was a bigger character in wrestling than your father, Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Yeah, you should have tried living with him. That's also one of the things I love about WOW is it makes me feel like the good old days in wrestling from the technique in the ring and the characters that they bring on, and it's very nostalgic. I miss the 80s and those things, and so I love that part of it. My dad was definitely quite the character, so it's exciting to get to work for a company that loved that, you know?
What made you finally decide that you wanted to step into the ring?
So I've always appreciated the sport and obviously had watched it from the sidelines and admired it, but it wasn't really until my dad died. I feel like a part of me died, but then the Teal Piper part was born.
Yeah.
I spent the next year working on a book, Rowdy, the Roddy Piper story, that he had actually started. And it really, you know, I'd seen a lot of the negative sides of his career,
right,
the pain, or, you know, I've seen a lot of that, but it was really cool to kind of go back and look at how much passion he had for the sport and, you know, how much drive, and like, it kind of ignited it in me. And I wanted to connect with him in a way that I didn't when he was alive, and sort of a way of keeping him alive for me and living in his shoes a little bit. And once I got in the ring, I loved it.
Well, and that's what I've heard from so many, especially all the girls I talked to, the superheroes over in WOW, was that, you know, they said once they took that first bump, it was like, that's it. This is it for me. Got to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you either love it or you hate it. I think it's super fun.
So was it difficult finishing the book?
It was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. I was kind of in a position where we had to do the book because it had been started and there was contracts in place and stuff. But I liked it because it kind of forced me to deal with his death head on a bit.
Yeah.
Which I don't think I would have been able to do otherwise. And it was also really neat to meet people that have been I've heard about, or, you know, knew my dad when he was really young. And, you know, I just got to learn new things about him, which was a way of keeping him alive and really therapeutic for me at the time.
I'm sure you're going through all that stuff. I mean, it's just kind of right there in your face and you're kind of forced to kind of have to, you know, face it head on.
Yeah.
You know, I've been watching wrestling since I was about 8 years old, but when I first got into it, your dad was not the mean heel character that he got so big for. He was actually a good guy. So it was funny now going back, watching stuff like on the WWE Network, he's so good at being just somebody you want to hate.
Yeah, you know, I think one year he was nominated for the most hated wrestler and the next year the most loved. Like there was a point where the fans turned and they realized how much they loved how bad he was, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if at the time it had really been done before, but he really was able to cross that bridge, and it's really phenomenal what he was able to accomplish in his career.
So what was that like growing up with a guy that was once super hated and then once super loved? I mean, did you notice any of that growing up?
Yeah, I think what I noticed, I mean, I have like a lot of memories, especially when I was younger, of like people trying to pick fights with him or like being mad at him just on the street when he was like with his family, you know? So I do have those memories, and he was always very guarded. And I think even when he was a loved wrestler later in his career, he still, in the back of his mind, was like, these fans could stab me at any time.
Right.
You know, like he was always still a bit on guard. And I think some of that rubbed off on us. Like he was always very careful that we were safe from the industry as well as, aware of these things in life. Yeah, but he was a great dad. Great dad. I miss him.
Whenever they do like a segment on, you know, any sort of wrestling program that it's like an interview portion, it's always like, yeah, but it's not the Piper's Pit. Like it's not that. It'll never be that again.
Oh, it really was. And I would personally, one of my goals, like I would love to do my own version of that at some point in my career, but I don't ever want to say that there'll be another Piper's Pit. You know,
yeah.
I can only do me.
It'd be your own version, yeah.
Exactly. Like, they're big shoes to fill, big footsteps, and I'm not looking to fill them. I'm looking to make my own.
So obviously you don't want to, like, reveal too much of what we're going to see, you know, at All Out. But, you know, I know when Ronda Rousey came back, she had your dad's jacket, had a very similar look. Is that, I mean, how do you feel about that now that you're in it? I mean, it would have been kind of cool if you would have been able to do something like that.
Yeah, it would have been cool. I think, first of all, I love Ronda Rousey. I admire her career, and I think it's really neat that she wanted to honor my dad in that way. So that, you know, that's all well and good. And I think it almost is a blessing that I don't feel I can do that now.
Right.
Because it helps me be my own person. You know, I think people want to put me in that outfit, want to put me in that gear, and they're constantly trying to get me to wear it. And, you know, I don't think it'll do justice for him. You know, it's kind of a slap in his face to me. Like, he would want me to do my own thing and establish myself. There'll definitely be a nod to him or two in my outfits, you know, subtle things, but it's not going to look like his outfit.
Well, that's one of those things, too. If you look at any of the great second generation superstars, even third, they're really nothing like their parents were. I mean, there's elements of it, but like Cody Rhodes is really not anything like his dad, or Dustin either. And like Randy Orton's not a lot like his dad.
Brilliant. I mean, I think that's important for their careers, you know, not to try to be just some knockoff of your parents. You have to be your own talent, and that's what I'm trying to do.
So are you looking forward to having things start in a battle royal type of situation?
Yeah, I am looking forward to it. I'm sure Dad's looking down at me like, you idiot. he's like, you know how many girls are going to be in there? I'm excited. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a little bit nervous. I mean, I have to be pretty naive to just walk in there for my debut and not be a little nervous about it. But I'm really excited to see how it goes down. And I'm honestly very honored to be in the ring with those girls. I mean, they're all so exceptional.
Yeah.
I look up to a lot of them, and it's just, you know, it's just really cool that I get to have a debut there, even if they break something of mine.
Yeah, it's part of the game.
Right.
So, you know, I was looking stuff up, and not only are you now jumping into the wrestling world, you've also done music and you're an actress as well. I mean, is there something that you don't do?
I don't cook very well.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah, Yeah, I actually have my next single, Anonymity, is coming out October 1st on iTunes.
Okay.
So there's that to look forward to. But right now, my main focus is wrestling. I don't think I'll ever leave performing in general.
Right.
But I'm really, really at peace with wrestling right now and really having fun focusing on that.
That is nice that, you know, once you got into it, it just kind of felt like, oh, maybe once you started it, did you think maybe I should have done this sooner?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Once I start, you know, I spent a lot of my career. I didn't use my dad's stage name. I used my actual biological name.
Mm-hmm.
And I would try not to, you know, I wanted to make a name for myself and everything. And then once he passed, I really embraced being his kid a lot more. And then it just felt weird to not use his name in wrestling, you know? So it took me a while, but I wish I had got into it when he was still alive. You know, that would be the one regret I have.
That would have been very, very cool. I think it's going to be a great show, and I'm excited for not only AEW. I already ordered it the other day because I just got impatient. I'm like, oh, I want to watch it now, so I just ordered it. So I'm excited. I'm excited for that one, and then of course when WoW hits. But you know, it starts the next season begins on the 7th on TV. But you're not going to actually be on it till much later.
Yes. I'll have spots. I believe I'm in episode 11 and 12 of this coming season, or that we're shooting in September, and then the following season I'll be a lot more active.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Unless I say screw your rules, David, and just run it and start doing stuff.
You know, after a lot of interviews I've done, a lot of them are starting to say that. A lot of them are threatening David. They want their title shots right away.
He's going to have a Piper headache soon.
Yeah, and I definitely, because judging by the promos I've seen, definitely got the gift of gab there.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I feel being on the mic is obviously the more natural thing for me. The training and the athleticism is really been a fun challenge. It's just been a little different than other. I've done stunts in movies and martial arts, but, you know, wrestling is a whole nother ballgame. But the promos and being on the microphone, I think, is where I'm most comfortable. And it's nostalgic. I think of Dad doing his, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's one of the things he was known for the most, just getting under people's skin, just talking to them and just looking right into that camera.
Absolutely, yeah.
It was great. Well, it's going to be fun to see your career take off. I don't doubt it's going to go straight to the top.
Thank you. Next season of WoW starts September 7th, and I'll be at the Bellator Theater in L.A. the 18th and 19th of September for a live show if anybody's in the area.
That is a really cool theater. When I was there, like, it's a really cool atmosphere, especially for wrestling.
Yeah. I haven't been there in a long time, and I've never been there for a wrestling show, so I'm looking forward to it. I think it's a great venue.
Like, it's small, but then when you see it on TV, it doesn't look nearly, I mean, they make it look so huge.
Exactly. And I love that it's like a more intimate audience though, too, because you can kind of interact with the fans more, you know?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, congratulations on getting started in wrestling, and can't wait to see you at AEW and then at WoW season 2.
Thank you so much for having me.